This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In downtown Boston, there's a standoff between the street vendors and their landlord, the Boston Business Improvement District, or BID. At issue, will BID allow the street vendors to stay? The answer is probably, though probably not all of them. At issue are the big plans underway to improve downtown crossing. In many ways, it's good news for the area, but bad news for some pushcart vendors who may end up being pushed out. Mayor Thomas Menino has been drawn into the fight, which has prompted charges of broken promises, an online petition, a lawsuit, and a lot of emotion, as I found out when I visited the neighborhood yesterday. For the past many years, this part of Boston where I'm standing, Downtown Crossing, has been defined by what's missing, the huge gaping hole in the ground next to the old Filene's building. Then the recession hit. Stores closed, like the Barnes & Noble's, which used to do business just across the street from me. But now construction will soon begin on a huge gleaming tower that will fill the hole. It will add housing units, offices, stores, and add new economic vitality to this part of the city. The only problem, the local business group, the Boston Improvement District, or BID, wants to make changes to the street vendor program, to those push carts that sell fruits, vegetables, hot dogs, souvenirs, and other goods. The bottom line, there won't be room for all of them, so some will have to pack up and move on.
My wife Melissa and I have owned and operated push carts in the Boston downtown area for 25 years.
25 years, so yes. It's a life.
It's a life.
Yeah. So not surprisingly, a lot of these vendors are concerned. Among them, Craig Kaplan, president of the Downtown Crossing Vendors Association, who's been doing business here for a couple of decades.
We were told that we were going to be included in the future. We were told, support us. We want to turn this into a business improvement district. Come along for the ride. We're going to improve your lives, the lives of the people that shop down here, people that visit. And we supported them. And years now later, after we've sat out here in the middle of a horrible recession, watched the Filene's building get knocked down, most of our anchor stores go away, go out of business, waiting patiently for the new rise of this area, only to be told when it's sort of on the verge of happening that you're done. Mm. So at the beginning of March, we were told, this is your last month. Goodbye and good luck. We're going to put something smaller in, maybe. And even if we do, you'll have to reapply and you may not be accepted.
What options do you have here? I mean, do you feel like you have to sort of fold up and move on, or what are you hoping to do?
Well, the mayor, Mayor Menino, came out in favor of the push carts, in favor of small business, as he should. They're coming up with a plan, I'm told, to keep us here at least for the next 2 months. But obviously the busy time for us is the summer, the fall, Christmas.
Beyond your own personal interests, what's the best argument to keep these push carts here, to keep these kinds of businesses here? What do they add to the area?
Well, it's very easy. I mean, we are the ambassadors of Downtown Crossing. Half our day is spent greeting people, giving people directions. If you look up and down the street where there are no push carts, you're going to see people sleeping on the ground, people in doorways, gypsies, people with clipboards, asking people for donations. Everywhere there's a push cart, none of that's taking place. I keep my area clean. I pick up the garbage. If I see any type of crime taking place, I get the police.
My name is Julio Cortez Calderon, and I'm owner of the Discovery Imports carts, three carts, doing business in 25 years here in Boston.
25 years. And this is Julio Calderon, another pushcart vendor who sells clothes, scarves, hats, and has big concerns about what the Boston Improvement District wants to do, and he's filed suit to stop them.
They ruined my life because it's the only thing I do 7 days a week. I don't work like anyone else 5 days. We work 7 days a week. Bad times, good times, 20 degrees below zero, serving tourists, serving people from different purpose. They come to Boston.
Craig Rourke, you're the attorney representing Julio. Tell me about this case. What's at stake here?
Well, we're seeking equitable relief, an injunction, to prevent the Boston Business Improvement District Corporation from shutting down Julio and all the pushcart vendors down here. We needed to act fast. We got a complaint filed in Suffolk Superior Court alleging breach of contract, quantum merit, unjust enrichment, violations of 93A against the Downtown Boston Business Improvement District Corp.
I really cannot imagine why he would be filing a lawsuit. We've worked extremely closely with him. It is really, really surprising and, frankly, quite shocking.
This is Rosemarie Sansone, president of BID, the Business Improvement District, which represents the local property owners and which rents the space to the pushcart owners. Sansone says BID has been trying to work with them on a plan to improve the whole area. That might mean upgrading the pushcarts. It might mean that some will have to go.
It has always been our intention of working with the vendors to improve the current program. With limited spaces, 50% of those spaces we're going to be losing because of construction projects from one end of the district to the other. So when there are construction projects, vendors need to move. And where they move to is the complicated process. But when we talk about and when we hear about vendors being thrown out, being kicked out, that is just not the case.
As you know, I spoke to some of the vendors yesterday, and they have this sense that all this sort of took them by surprise and that they are being tossed out.
I'd love to address that, because for the past 30 years, every March, their current permits and applications need to be renewed. So this is an annual process that they always go through. I think many of them were concerned that if they reapplied, they may not be chosen, knowing that there were not enough spots. So they, I guess, decided that they were all going to say that they were being thrown out, which is absolutely not the case. I think it's an unfortunate situation that some of the misinformation has gotten out there, but this is a program that we are very committed to upgrading.
So what does it mean, upgrading? Does that mean you want to see different kinds of vendors or the vendors that are there selling different kinds of products? I mean, what does that term upgrade mean?
It's a little bit of both. One of the things we found out through the survey is that fruits, flowers, vegetables, and food was very, very popular. Some of the retail items people were not so keen on. So we want to look at what else could be out there to make that visitor experience better, more positive.
But the bottom line also is that some of the vendors that are there will not be there in the future. I mean, is that fair to say?
I don't know. It all depends on what their entrepreneurial skills are. It all depends on whether or not people are willing to make some of the changes that they need to make within their own business model. If they're having difficulty paying the rents on a monthly basis, and some of them are, it might indicate that maybe their product is not what it should be. We want to work with them. We don't want to put them out of business.
I mean, I understand that you want to work with them, but just in terms of space on the street for the 27 folks who are there now, that space isn't going to be there.
Well, I think that's part of the issue, that people are looking at their current locations and they feel that that's their spot and they should be there forever. But if people were on a particular corner for many years and they feel that they have a right to stay in that particular space and it just isn't going to be possible, they need to be flexible too.
We want the same thing the BID wants. The only place we really part ways is where they say they don't want us.
Back on the street, Craig Kaplan says he and his fellow pushcart vendors are willing to be flexible. But he says there's plenty of room for them to stay put in the neighborhood and plenty of support.
So we put together this petition online. We got 1,000 signatures in 3 days from the people who live here, work here, visit here. They all seem to want us to be here. The mayor wants us to be here. So it seems the best solution is for us to be here and work together.
And this week, Mayor Menino gave the pushcart vendors that 60-day extension. That might give them and the Business Improvement District time to work out their differences, maybe even an opportunity to work together. Still ahead on the program, looking forward to St. Patrick's Day with the music of the Irish-American band Solace. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.